Alan Karpik with Ryan Isaac, a Boilermaker football player, needs no introduction to Purdue fans, works in the John Purdue Club these days as well. Young 61, I should say. Happy 29th, right? So you're not even, this is the year before the milestone birthday, but happy birthday to you, Ryan.
Thank you. Yeah, the dirty 30 is on my neck.
Yeah, that's all right. That's as you get older, to get into 30 and then to 40, then to 50, and even some of us to 60, it's all a good thing. So we typically, when we do these Arnie's birthday Zooms, and is to talk about family traditions or traditions that you've had in your birthday growing up, anything that's been new and different in terms of what you've done with your parents or family or friends, any traditions that you'll maybe even live on for today as well?
Yeah, man, nothing too specific. Just looking forward to some cake. I mean, being up here in Northwest Indiana, getting hit by this snow, there's not going to be a lot of activity going on today. So hopefully I can get some cake in me today. But but other than, you know, relax and, you know, kind of just, you know, chill through the day.
How much snow did you, I know that in Lafayette, 10 to 12 inches, though Purdue and Michigan State are going to play tonight. I guess the Spartans bust down here. Any idea how much you guys got up there?
Man, we got a lot, but they say, through the course of this, kind of like this afternoon and probably leading into the evening, we should probably be getting another like 8 to 6 inches.
Lake effect snow. So tell us a little bit about, you know, your arrival at Purdue, how you got interested and who recruited you, and how you wound up playing football for the Boilermakers, not all that long ago.
Yeah. So, you know, from Northwest Indiana, Michigan City, Indiana, graduated from Michigan City High School in 2010, was recruited by Mark Hagan, who just returned to Purdue just recently as a defensive line coach. So spent a lot of time on the phone with him and with him in person, you know, during my high school days. And he was the one to bring me to West Lafayette.
Yeah. How about Mark? What about, you know, it's great to have him back, and he's known for being a good recruiter. Was he a hard sell guy on you, or what was your relationship like during that process?
Yeah, no, Mark is a great recruiter. I mean, he actually got me out of Michigan City, Kawan Short out of East Chicago, Albert Evans out of Portage High School. You know, so he knows this area well. He knows Indiana well. Super stern coach, great teacher. You know, always super engaged, always, you know, super involved. So I look forward to seeing what he's going to do moving forward, being back in West Lafayette.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see with Coach Brad Lambert and obviously Mark, who is such a known quantity in the state of Indiana. I mean, he's a guy that has recruited well in the state, obviously in his days at IU, but his days at Purdue as well. You know, your career at Purdue, everything has ups and downs. You had experiences that you learned from, certainly when you have a chance for a coach, you have to deal with a coaching change and work in some ways, maybe now where you are professionally, that could be a blessing because you got to see how two different sets of systems work. How did that work for you? And I mean, and what did you learn from having to go from Danny Hope to Daryl Hazel and that experience, having to work with different coaches and different staffs?
Yeah. You know, getting to work with, you know, Danny Hope, Danny Hope was more of like a player's coach. So super, super open dude, you know, can go in his office, talk to him about anything. And then him kind of stepping out of West Lafayette and kind of Daryl Hazel and his regime coming in. It was a little different, you know. A bunch of Ohio State guys that kind of came over. Coach Hazel had more of kind of like a militant kind of mindset, you know. From what I believe, he came from a military background. But it was different, you know. Change is always different. Change is always something that you have to, you know, be willing to adapt to. But you know, we tried our best. You know, we tried our best with that group. You know, unfortunately, a lot of things didn't go our way that first year, you know, his first season at Purdue. But, you know, all in all, it wasn't bad. You know what I mean? Like I said, change one of those things that you got to kind of accept and kind of adapt to. We obviously miss Coach Hope, you know, kind of when he left, because he was obviously was a big part in my recruiting and was there from my freshman to my junior year. So, you know, just seeing his face every day and then, you know, having to see a new group, it was a little bit different. You know, with Coach Hope, we were able to go to 2 back-to-back bowl games, Little Caesars. Yeah. 2011, then that following year we followed it up with the Heart of Dallas Bowl.
That's right.
Yeah, playing Oklahoma State out in Dallas. So yeah, the change was different, but we did our best with it.
Yeah. How about some of the guys you get a chance? You know, he said KK Short and Albert Evans and some others that both guys from your neighborhood, so to speak, yeah. Or at least your area. How about the guys that you keep in contact, and obviously your role too with John Perdue Club, because you're working a lot with the letter winners as well. Tell us a little bit about that too.
Yeah. So, you know, I keep working here in the John Perdue Club, you know, dealing with a lot of donors, and specifically in my role, you know, being engaged with, you know, VarsityP, which is dedicated to all our former student athletes. You know, Dan, I'm talking to a lot of former student athletes. So I'm definitely engaged with a lot of guys, you know, from my regime, and then being able to, you know, meet some of these new guys from some of these, you know, these older regimes has been great as well. And, you know, just the experience of being back. I've been back here for a little over a year, but it's been awesome. It's been awesome to be, you know, a part of this team, being led by, you know, Tim House, yeah. You know, in that group, and being able to, you know, meet Mike Babinski for the first time. You know, coming back on board, he's done a great job with our athletic department, and just being able to, you know, engage with some of the coaches, from Matt Painter, you know, to some of the other coaches. It's just been great. It's been great to, you know, kind of be behind that curtain, and kind of get that inside and kind of get that that inside scoop, you know, because we do, in Develop, we do some great work for our student athletes, you know, being able to raise the money for their scholarships and being able to raise the money to upgrade facilities and that sort of thing. And as a student athlete, you really don't know how much goes into that. You know, you're kind of just there, you know, preparing to play on your playing surface, or whatever you kind of do day in and day out, just being a student athlete, but kind of now being behind the curtain and seeing how much work is involved and how much work goes into it is super interesting. And I'm super grateful to be a part of it, and I'm just super grateful to just be having this experience and to gain the knowledge.
Yeah, Tim House is a good head coach. He's mm-hmm. gets after a little bit, and that's a good thing to have in your first experience. Did you come to Purdue thinking that you wanted to be in athletic administration? What was your degree program, and sometimes things go all different ways to get to where you're going to get to? But was this your plan all along in terms of how you came involved with this?
Yeah, so I majored in OLS, organizational leadership and supervision, and kind of just moving forward through my career. Like once I got done with Purdue, I was fortunate to be able to go to rookie minicamp with the Atlanta Falcons, and kind of left there. I spent some time in the Bay Area, you know, working in hospitality sales. So definitely had a background in sales. And this industry is kind of similar to kind of like that sales realm. And Ed Howard, you know, who works in our athletic administration, kind of reached out to me about the opportunity. You know, him along with Kathy Wright Eager, who was very, you know, instrumental in my Purdue experience, just as a mentor, just as an advisor. You know, Sharon and Hank Kraber as well.
Yeah.
But just keeping in touch with them. You know, during my journey as well. So coming back, you know, this was kind of like my first experience working in development. Didn't really know, you know, too much that went into it. You know, just knew I had a sales background under my belt. You know, but being involved now, it's not too different. You know, it's not too things that I've done before. But to kind of answer your question, no, I never saw myself kind of be in athletic administration. Just kind of like fell into my lap. But I'm super grateful for it. It's fun.
Yeah, you got a good personality for it, and it's a lot about reaching out, and that's, I'm sure, is a big part of your thing. In COVID world, so if you work remotely, I assume most of the time, and your job is to get out and connect with as many people as you can. Is that a pretty fair assessment of what you've been able to do here over the last few months?
Yeah. So, you know, since COVID kind of kicked off in March, we've kind of been, you know, working remotely. And a lot of our in-person job, you know, is kind of stewardship, you know, and being able to cultivate, you know, alumni and donors in person. But, you know, the full aspect of our job is obviously, you know, raising money, fundraising. Yeah. That's definitely something that we're able to do from home, and kind of, you know, the main thing that we've been covering right now, just being remote and kind of just being at home.
Talk about, before we let you get back to your business day and your birthday, but talk about what you see from Purdue football, Jeff Brohm and company. And you've got three new coaches on the defensive side of the ball, which we talked about Mark Hagan already, but will be a change for the defense. But as you look at this 2021 season, what do you see from what do you hope to see from the Purdue football team this year?
Man, I hope to see great things from Purdue football this season. You know, obviously losing Rondell Moore, you know, it's kind of going to be, you know, a hit to us. But, you know, he's on to greener pastures. But, you know, we bring back George Karlaftis, you know, to kind of hold down our defense. And then, you know, also David Bell, you know, catching at wide receiver. So I see great things from us. I see, you know, Jeff Brohm really putting that offense together and scoring a ton of points. And then, you know, obviously we discussed Mark Hagan and kind of, you know, some of our new defensive regime. And I see the same for them as well, you know, getting that defense fired up, getting guys in position and guys making a ton of plays on that field. So I'm excited to see it.
How would you have done without playing in front of any fans last year? That was a strange experience, certainly. That would have been a hard thing, I would think, even for any player to keep that momentum and enthusiasm going.
Yeah, that's definitely the toughest part because, you know, the fans are kind of what drive you, you know, and they bring that energy that you kind of feel when you're on the field. So not having them there, it's kind of a bummer because you kind of look forward to, you know, kind of being out there on display in front of the fans. But it's just kind of one of those things that you kind of, you know, kind of put behind you mentally and you just get out there and you do what you got to do. So I not only our guys, but just guys nationally, I commend them for being able to, you know, go out there, you know, and handle that thing and kind of, you know, even the teams that have been able to win championships within those environments, NFL as well, just being able to there in front of, you know, almost nobody and still perform is definitely commendable. So I tip my hat to all those guys.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, hey, have a great rest of your day. We appreciate your time. Appreciate what you do. And I know you reach out to a lot of our readers and obviously the former student athletes as well, but we appreciate it. Have a great birthday. Don't eat too much of that cake. And, maybe the Boilermakers and at least men's basketball tonight will get you a birthday present by beating Michigan State. Never easy against the Spartans, but my guess is you'll be watching a little bit of that tonight as well.
No, I'll definitely be tuning in. Thanks, Alan. I appreciate it.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks so much, and have a great rest of your day.